Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. We're going to share briefly this morning on the topic, something I call the ABCs of faith. The ABCs of faith. When last I shared, we shared from the situation with Paul over there in Acts 27, where he had a difficult situation that he was facing, and he got shipwrecked off the island to the island of Malta, and we're not going to review or touch on that in detail, but there was an interesting verse in that Acts 27 passage when Paul was speaking to those on the ship with him. He said in Acts 27, verses 25 to 26, "So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me." Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island. And so there's two main words in that verse that I want to focus on. One is courage and one is faith. So those are the two major topics that we're going to take them through, courage and faith. Courage I dealt with at another time of the last summary session when we were dealt with the sailing the seven seas, so I won't deal with that. But this whole matter of faith, as he says, I have faith in God that will happen just as he told me. What is this matter of faith? We're familiar with it somewhat, but let's talk about it a little bit more this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, 1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for." The Tyndale Bible Dictionary says, "Faith is a belief in that which has no tangible proof." Faith is a belief in that which has no tangible proof. In the Old Testament and New Testament, faith had several meanings. It may mean trust in God or trust in the Word of God. Other times, faith becomes equivalent to active obedience. And sometimes it refers to the entire body of Christian teaching or truth, the truth or the faith. The Old Testament also strongly emphasized faith as confidence in God's covenant. But I want to slim this down and narrow this down to just a few little thoughts, what I call the ABCs of faith, which is a couple little aspects of faith which helps us to remember what faith is about. So the A, and each one of these will stand for two things, each one of the letters A, B, and C. The first is A. First part of A is to acknowledge. It's okay to admit, to acknowledge where you are now and to acknowledge and admit the difficulty of the situation. God is not asking you to live in denial. He's not asking you to pretend that the situation does not exist. Yes. Acknowledge and recognize the situation, but still move forward in faith. That's acknowledge. But the second part of A is to act. Act. Faith requires action. James chapter 2, verse 14 says, "What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds?" And in this context, that those deeds are talking about helping others, but there's also the matter of those deeds, those actions being moving forward in your faith according to what God has called you to do. An example of that is, of course, Abraham. Abraham, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, received the call from the Lord. And the Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." And what's interesting about that, God hadn't showed him the land. He said, "Go to the place I will show you." And Hebrews 12, verse 8 says, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Now that requires some faith to go somewhere you don't even know where you're going. Brother Mal, I want you to go. Okay, sure, I'll go. Where? I'll tell you later. Just pack your stuff and get going. That requires faith. Abraham was 75 years old. 75 years old, we're told in Genesis 12, verse 4, when he left his home. That tells us you're never too old and never too young to act in faith in response to God's call on your life. So A is acknowledge and A is act. The B is believe. The word believe appears 139 times in the New Testament. The Tyndale Bible Dictionary defines belief. It says, belief is a conviction based on testimony that something is true. Belief is a conviction based on testimony that something is true. So we have to be convinced and convicted. The testimony was given to us, whether it's something that you're standing on in the Word or whether it's a particular specific call or purpose or promise that God has given you, you have to be convicted and really firm based on that testimony that that promise, that direction, that call is true. The Tyndale Bible Dictionary also says to believe in God involves the element of trust, not mere acknowledgement of his existence. So you can kind of acknowledge, which was one of our A's, acknowledging something exists is one thing, but to trust it is a whole different level. And that trust then allows you to act. So B stands for believe. B also stands for battle. Just because you believe, trust, and then act, your situation may not change immediately. It may require a long journey or series of battles. If we look again at our example of Abraham, I mentioned that he was 75 years old when he left his home. And he had a promise, as you recall, from God that there will be nations created from him. And at that time, Abraham had no child, and so the prerequisite for that was that God promised that he was going to have a child. He had that promise, received that at 75, and he started moving forward in the promises of God. Praise God, amen, hallelujah. Age 75, but the promise did not come true. We're told in Genesis 21, verse 5, the promise did not come true until he was 100 years old, that had his son. So he was promised at 75. He didn't have a son until he was 100. That's 25 years. If I promised you, I got $100 I'm going to give you. Oh, praise God. Thank you so much. When are you going to give it to me? Well, I will. Just believe. And 25 years goes by. That's a long time. But Abraham had to battle. He had a 25-year journey up to that point. And his journey and his battles were not over. That was just a milestone when the birth of Isaac happened. So your faith is going to require believing and also battle, and a series of battles often. So that's B. And then C in the ABCs of faith, the first C is confess. As you're going through your journeys, sometimes your courage and your conviction may wane. You may move from a position of having courage to a lack of courage, to discouragement. And it's important to re-energize yourself and remind yourself of the promise, of the call, of the direction, of the faithfulness of God. Bishop Thompson has a confession that he leads us in from time to time, and that's important and that's wonderful. And that's a confession you can use. In fact, I believe you can get copies in the bookstore. Sometimes it's good to have our own confession. So, for example, we're in my own life were going through some situations. I made some well-meaning decisions, but turns out to have some ramifications and some challenges. I'm like, oh, Lord, you know, how are we going to get out of this? And so one of the things I did to move from discouragement to courage to encouragement was I had a confession, which I started saying. My confession was, I made a mistake, but I learned a lot, and with God's help and provision, I will survive and rebuild, and I will be doing much better in the future. And that's a good confession. But it was a little wordy, it was a little long, so I worked on it a little bit, and I got a little bit crisper, a little bit more rhythm to it. So here's my current confession. Feel free to borrow it if it works for you. God will provide, I will survive, I will arise, and I will thrive.
Amen. Amen.
God will provide, I will survive, I will arise, and I will thrive.
Amen. Amen.
Have a confession. It can be like medicine to you. Just like it encourages your spirit. And it may not take place, effect, this medicine may not work instantaneously, kind of like ibuprofen. If you ever take an ibuprofen or Advil, something like that, if you take it, so your pain doesn't necessarily go away right away. But you take it, go about your business, and you notice that an hour later, ooh, I don't feel that pain anymore. And sometimes your confession can be like that. When you get that medicine down in your spirit,
yes,
right away, okay, you may not that moment, but a little bit later on, as you've repeated it and you focused on it, a little bit later on, you say, I feel a little bit better now. Another verse that's good as part of your confession is Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, which says, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will surely come and will not delay. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will surely come and will not delay. So that was confessed. And the last matter, the second C of the ABCs of faith, is celebrate.
Amen.
Celebrate. Celebrate the small steps, the milestones, the victories. Celebrate and rejoice, even the fact that you may still be standing. Even if you're not crawling yet or walking or running or soaring, which is where you want to be, but you're still standing. So celebrate that. And when you get to walking, when you get to crawling, praise God, I'm crawling now. I was just standing, now I'm crawling. When you walk, praise God, I'm walking now. I was just crawling, but now I'm walking. You're not running yet, you're not soaring, but you're not where you want to be, but you're better than you were. And then so forth and so on. Celebrate the small steps. Stop and smell the roses. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Enjoy the simple pleasures of life. Proverbs chapter 17, 22 says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So laugh, enjoy the simple pleasures of life. This will be medicine to you and will energize and rejuvenate you for the long journeys of life. Surround yourself with cheerleaders, those who think wonderfully of you, highly of you, those who make you laugh. Avoid the naysayers. Surround yourself with those who will deposit into your spirit and not just withdraw. Yeah, you need to be with those that you need to, you know, help out, and so they'll withdraw a little bit, but then come back and recharge yourself by getting to those that love you unconditionally, not just for what they can get from you, that like you. There's some that like you, come on. They love you despite yourself. And they say that's fine, and they just let yourself laugh. Just forget your situation for a moment. So the ABCs of faith: A, acknowledge and act; B, believe and battle; C, confess and celebrate; and let God take you to your destination. 1, 2, 3.
Jubilee!
Be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.